I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Syria is not a place that seems ripe for satire. The war has gone on there for years. As many as 400,000 Syrians have died. Several million more have fled. But it's precisely those very depressing facts that prompted a Syrian, Jim Sin, to get his voice heard through satire. The World's Carol Hills reports.
Yeah! Boom! That's Jim Sin imitating the sound of a bomb falling on Syria. Sounds pretty basic, but there's more to it. That's Jim Sin in character, in Arabic. His satire is all about his voice. He's used it to create four characters who chatter, bicker, complain, sometimes abuse each other, and who once in a great while express the tiniest bit of hope about their country. Jim Sin is a pen name. For security reasons, he can't reveal his real name. But he's a Syrian who's emotionally battered by what's happened to his country. And he's mad.
Every time I get into conversation or any discussion about the situation in Syria, I get very angry.
And speaking in the voice of his characters and posting his audio online allow him to agonize out loud.
So anger is the primary reason to choose another way of expressing things rather than escalate. I couldn't stand this situation. I couldn't stand my own anger. And it was satire was the way to deal with it for me.
As you can hear, Jim Sin speaks very good English, but he records his audio satire in Arabic because he wants to speak to other Syrians. And his chosen format is also very Syrian. That's a signature tune from Sabr and Sabrge, a comedic radio play that Jim Sin listened to when he was growing up in Damascus in the 1960s and 70s. It's about a husband and wife whose names, Sabr and Sabrge, come from the Arabic word for patience. The show is basically a dialogue between the two of them as they try to be patient with what married life throws at them.
وين كنت سهران امبارح؟
ما قلت لك عندي شغل اضافي المساء.
Jim Sin loved the simplicity of Sabr and Sabrge, just two people talking. So back in 2011, with Syria hovering between peaceful unrest and civil war, he started tinkering with his voice and his iPhone, and in early November of that year, he posted a one-minute audio piece. One character asks the other what he's doing. The other guy says he's protesting. The first guy keeps asking why, and the second guy finally answers, "I'm pretending that everything is fine." It's a play on words. The Arabic verb for protest comes from the verb to pretend. Jim Sin loves to play with the Arabic language. A few weeks later, Jim Sin debuted two more characters. Jim Sin calls his series of online audio plays the Chronicles of the Pressure Cooker. The pressure cooker, of course, being Syria.
There was a lid that was holding things inside. Things were kept in a pressure cooker. And in one of the first recordings that I made in late 2011, I said, you know, it might explode any time if we keep turning on the heat.
Things did explode, and ever since, Jim Sin has used the voices of his characters to variously hope, imagine, harumph, shout, or cry as his country has been shredded by civil war. In one episode, a character named Tariq asks his sidekick to try to guess the sounds of the different bombs they hear falling on Damascus. It's a game, but then it turns serious as they remind themselves that the bombs are real, and they start to imagine what's happening to the people the bombs are falling on. When I spoke to Jim Sin, I asked him if he would introduce his characters to me in character. I am Tariq Bourie, he says. I worked in the theater. My dreams are very jumbled, but I had a dream of leaving Syria. I did leave, but I went back. I dream of leaving again, but I don't want to leave.
Each one of these characters speaks in a way, speaks in a dialect that you just don't hear very much anymore.
Elias Muhana teaches comparative literature at Brown University.
It sounds like the way that my grandparents spoke. It's a very rich form of Syrian Arabic expressions, proverbs, things that I often have to look up because nobody says these things anymore. So I was at first just drawn to that. I thought, who is this person who's making these very funny, very sophisticated commentaries on what's happening in Syria right now?
Muhana, who grew up in Lebanon, suspects that the Tariq character is sort of a stand-in for Jimsin.
He's, somebody who used to work in the theater. He was a lighting designer, kind of freelance, has sort of maybe leftist politics, but he's not dogmatic about them. He's something of an idealist, but he's also a realist. There's something bitter about his reflections.
Tariq's buddy is Kablanini, which roughly translates the bottom of the glass bottle. Basically, he's called Coke bottle glasses.
مرحبا أنا كابلانيني. بشتغل الشغل اللي موجود. يعني آخر مرة آخر فترة كنت عم بشتغل على تاكسي.
He's saying, my name is Kablanini. I do odd jobs. Recently, I've been working as a cab driver. My ultimate dream is to have gas and running water 24 hours a day. Sometimes I dream that I wake up and there's no sound of missiles or bombs being dropped. Muhana says the character of Kablanini is a very familiar Syrian type.
He's very emotional. He's somebody who gets sucked into these protests and demonstrations and swings from one pole to the other. So he's maybe somebody that many ordinary Syrians would identify with because he's not very rational all the time, whereas Tara is really very cold and calculating.
Jimsin's other pair of characters include a gruff Assad regime supporter, basically a security goon.
Hey, أنا ضابط أمن. واسمي أنت ما دخلك فيه.
I'm a security officer, he says. My name is none of your business. Anyway, it should stay secret. All you need to know is that I'm protecting you from terrorism.
His foil is a put-upon meek guy named Mulezem Zift, or Ziftar, which roughly translates Lieutenant Zero, or Lieutenant Nothing.
اسمي زفت العيشة وأنا ملازم وبشتغل بالأمن وعم بشتغل عن هذا.
My name is Ziftar, he says. I work for an officer who's anonymous. I don't dare talk about my dreams.
Ziftar, or Lieutenant Zero, comes across as weak and spineless, but his character really exists to illustrate what a buffoon the security officer is. Jimsin fan Elias Muhana says the satire works because it's by a Syrian directed at Syrians, and it genuinely reflects Syria. The characters are not paper cutouts designed to deliver a particular message. They're recognizable types who talk and argue the way people actually talk and argue in places like Syria and Lebanon.
When I go back to the Middle East and get into conversations with taxi drivers or the dentist or people that you just have everyday political conversations with, they're different from here. Like, in a way, I feel like we avoid politics in the U.S. We don't have long political conversations. And when we do, it's with people with whom we already agree. Whereas I often have long conversations with people who have a completely different worldview than I do. And we're not screaming at each other and calling each other bigots or backward or hicks or whatever.
Jimsin's audio satire is layered and nuanced. At its core, it's a Syrian bereft by the loss of his country.
The more you touch people's feelings rather than ideas, the more you can get reaction from them. You need to touch the way people feel to make any change, even if it's very, very small. And my way of doing this, the way I found, is satire.
Jimsin is trying to carve meaning out of the tragedy of his country. His satire is in the form of a dialogue, yet it's a poignant comment on the lack of any dialogue going on in Syria. You can learn more about Jimsin, and if you understand Arabic, there are links to his audio satire at PRI.org. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.